This is a gospel about discipleship and how Matthew explains the parable tells us that. One of the key words in this whole thing is the part about in the first instance of sowing, which the translation is on the path. The Greek there means the way. And the way is what Christians were called, followers of the way. So it's the way of discipleship. And I think what this does is it does two or three things. And I wanted to start with that the contrast that Matthew brings, the reason that I speak to them in parables, is that seeing they do not perceive, and hearing they do not listen, nor do they understand. There is a bit of us and them in this whole thing, because you have the crowds and the disciples, and then from the disciples, the 12. Now, one of the questions that faced all the early Christian communities is, why doesn't everybody get it? Why doesn't everybody follow Jesus? And so this is one of the explanations. That hearing, they do not see, and... Seeing, they do not perceive. Hearing, they do not get it. Whatever. You know what I mean. What's interesting, and here's a proposal for you, that is the state from which disciples are called and eventually sent. And the state looks like this. It's basic idolatry. In Isaiah 44, it talks about the making of an idol. He makes something into a god, his idol, and bows down to it and worships it and prays to it. Save me, for you are my God. And then the idols do not know, nor do they understand, for their eyes are shut, and they cannot see, and their minds as well, and they cannot understand. So in one sense, the description of humanity and our basic struggle is self-idolatry. It's all about me. And there's no comprehension of that. There's no seeing. There's no perspective on the self. And so there's no perspective on the Word. Something like that. But blessed are your eyes, for they see and perceive. So that's the move to discipleship. Problem is, the disciples don't get it either. There's a in discipleship, that's part of our path. And so the explanation of the parable of the sower, seems to me, is an explanation of... No, it's a picture of discipleship. And on the one hand, it's a picture of the way things are, and on the other, it's a pointer for something down the road. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, key word, seeing, perceiving, and understanding. Okay? It said that's translated this way, the evil one comes and snatches away what was sown in the heart. This is what was sown on the way. This is what is sown among disciples. So the Greek poneros is translated different ways by the NRSV and other places. The evil one is one translation of poneros. The other is just a few chapters earlier. The eye is the lamp of the body. So if your eye is healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is evil, it's usually translated unhealthy. But it says, poneros, if your eye is evil, your whole body will be full of darkness. The bad tree bears evil fruit. A good tree cannot bear evil fruit. That's the literal. Jesus, the scribes were thinking to themselves, this man is blaspheming. Why do you think evil in your hearts? So it's evil one is, it's one choice, one possibility. Another one is simply immorality comes and snatches the word away and there is no understanding. The one I like is later on, there's a parable of the guy who goes out and gets people to work at various times of the day and then pays them all the same thing. And the people who worked all day were grousing about it. And he says, am I not allowed to do what I choose with what belongs to me? Or is your eye evil because I am generous? It's usually translated, is your eye, are you envious? So maybe envy is our gig. Or fear. Or holding grudges. That's what I believe connects to this thing. Instead of having, oh, it's the devil's fault. It's immorality. It's our tendency that comes from self-idolatry that snatches away the word and we don't understand it. So in one sense, what Matthew's doing is pointing to the constant call for conversion and repentance, turning away from that stuff. I'm not going to do any more word studies. I got a few more here that are kind of fun, but rocky ground is described as they receive the word, but because there is no root in them, it does not grow and bear fruit. What comes to mind is our former Father General Nicholas, who talked about an issue in the world is the globalization of superficiality. And then the third one, what's that? The thorns, it chokes. It's the anxieties and cares of the world. We all got that stuff. But it chokes the word. And nothing bears fruit. And then there's part that grows and grows and grows. So what I think's given here is a twofold picture, which is the call from self-idolatry to seeing, perceiving, and understanding the word in the midst of the things of life. superficiality, our default, the lure of riches, cares of the world, and not understanding. And at the same time, it's us who struggle with that stuff that also bear fruit. That's the full picture of discipleship, I think, is that God in Christ works and through the Spirit works with us who don't get it all, don't get it that much. And yet we bear fruit. And at the same time, with what happens on the path that doesn't, the path, the rocky stuff and the thorns, it points to our continued call to conversion and repentance. Away from self-idolatry, blah, blah, blah. So I think there's something there to notice of what we are called to see and perceive and understand. It's the word given to us in the midst of our lives as they are. What perspective do we get on our lives? What are we struggling with? How do we receive the word into our lives as we are and not as we want to be? As we pretend to be. What we do at the Eucharistic prayer is give thanks that God opens for us a path in the midst of our little worlds. And give thanks that God uses even this stuff that we struggle with as the place of growth. Bearing fruit. And so as disciples, let us call to mind how the Lord is planting the seed of the word in our lives. What are we called to see, perceive, and understand about how we receive it?